This is Dr. Inigo, dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Severo Lopez. Date of birth, September the 20th, 1961. Case ID number 601-6407. Date of exam, July the 25th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Cora Gonzalez, dated 5/12/23, and from Dr. Eduardo Dusty Luna, dated 8/17/22. Identifying information, this is a 61-year-old married male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of a heart condition. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was December the 2nd, 2021, where he worked in the oil fields for approximately 44 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house, and he's not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, heart condition. History of allegation. The claimant states that on December the 8th, 2021, he presented himself to Edinburgh Regional Hospital, where he was hospitalized for 3 weeks, secondary to having an anterior septal infarct, which was a ST elevated myocardial infarction. The claimant went on to have a percutaneous transluminal coronary angioplasty with a stent placed in the anterior descending coronary artery. He states he does have another coronary artery which is also blocked at 60%. He states the character of the pain was a pressure sharp pain located on his left chest area, which did not radiate to any other place of his body. He states he had the pain for approximately 2 hours. Since he has had the angioplasty, he has had no more pain. He states occasionally, if he exerts himself, he will have chest discomfort, and that it is not related to resting or food intake. The claimant states that when he did arrive at the emergency room, a nitroglycerin tablet was given to him, which did relieve the chest pain, and sometimes resting will relieve it. He denies any relief with antacids. His symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, and dizziness. He denies any nausea and vomiting, although he states he does not have any of those symptoms at this time, secondary to having the angioplasty. His risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family history of heart disease, and hypercholesterolemia. He denies any history of smoking. The claimant also denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costal chondritis. The claimant does suffer from shortness of breath and has a oxygen tank where he states it's at 6 liters per nasal cannula. However, he's not too sure how it functions. He denies any pedial edema and states he sleeps with one pillow at night. He was diagnosed with ST elevated myocardial infarction with coronary artery disease, and the placement of a stent in the left anterior descending artery times one. His physician is Dr. Victor Castro. The claimant appears to be stable at this time. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 30 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, Use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 40 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses. He is presently taking Tylenol, 325 milligrams, Q4 hours, PRN is needed for any kind of pain. At the present time, he does chores around the house. He takes care of his mother-in-law and does daily activities of sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, and he also mows the grass at a slower pace as well as feeding the animals. Family history. His father died at the age of 74 from a cerebral vascular accident, hypertension, and complications from diabetes mellitus. His mother died at the age of 76 from lung cancer and colon cancer. She also had hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Medications, Ozempic, 0.5 milligrams Q-week, Synjardy, 25/1,000 milligrams QD, acetaminophen, 325 milligrams Q4 hours, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, metoprolol tartrate, 50 milligrams BID, valsartan, 80 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, history of COVID-19 on June 2022. History of myocardial infarction, comma, obesity, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, insulin, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, history of post-COVID-19 inflammatory pulmonary fibrosis with the need of oxygen, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant states he drinks socially, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, the claim substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 191 pounds, height 5 feet 9 inches, BP 165 over 84 mmHg, heart rate 95 beats per minute, respiration 17 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation is 97%, which is normal. BMI was 28. General, this is a 61-year-old male who appears to be his stated age, but is in mild acute distress, secondary to appearing to be short of breath and unable to catch his breath. He also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to visual acuity? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/40, corrected is 20/40, OS uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/40, corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to lungs? Lungs were not completely clear to auscultation and percussion bilaterally. The claimant had mild labored breathing. He states that he is on 6 liters of oxygen. PRN is needed at home. He had decreased breath sounds and appeared to be occasionally short of breath, although his oxygen saturation at this visit was 97%. Could you please drop down to functional capacity on the last page. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to myocardial infarction with history of pulmonary fibrosis, secondary to COVID-19 infection. Probable diagnoses. Number one, heart condition, dash, confirm with medical records. The claimant has had an angioplasty and no longer has chest pain. However, weeks later, he did contract COVID-19 and does have a history of pulmonary fibrosis. He appears to be somewhat short of breath. However, his oxygen saturation at this time is 97%. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Severo López.